podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
So I just did Sanchez. Oh, 420 assholes.
Happy 420.
Oh, fuck me, sad. I'm looking shit on the stick.
You gotta catch up. Hold on.
And a gun.
We made it. We're live. This is episode 26, but we're treating it like it's episode 260.
I'm fucking dying.
What?
Oh, man, so it's
420.
This is Christmas here.
It is. This is stoner Christmas.
Yeah. How you feeling today? So I'm looking at. So we're live on Instagram as well. If you take into account that the podcast would look the way it does on that screen there. If you don't, I mean, this kind of helps if you don't want to look at us. But, we're live. We are getting fucking started.
Damn it.
Happening.
Get in the camera, Frenchie. Dabs, what are you smoking?
Hold on, my friend, ready?
No.
Things are happening, folks.
Yeah.
Well,
we actually got the setup right this time. It actually works.
It really does.
My lord.
Wait, don't pull.
Don't pull.
Yeah, it's a marathon. You guys, Apollo 420 is can work.
Oh, man, but we have to start this off with something real quick. Gio, you had a rant.
Oh, yeah. Do I have a fucking rant?
So, God, here we go.
How many people like to order delivery? You know, you order food. Sometimes you use Grubhub. Sometimes, DoorDash.
I don't know. The pizzeria is up lock.
Now, a lot of the times, you call the place and they have, a delivery service by default.
Yes.
Like, it's the one they immediately go with. So that is by default the service they go with. Well,
shit.
We had ordered dinner the other night, and it was about almost $60 worth of fucking food, including a tip for the son of a bitch. So I will never forget the name. Was it Akbar Ali A. Okay. And we called the son of a bitch AAA. That's how I remembered what the son of a bitch's name was. Akbar Ali A was the driver that picked up my fucking food. In Hoboken, which, you know, I'm not going to say anything too bad about 30 Burger. The only problem I have was that whoever works there is completely lost. So get better training. Like, please, just get better training. But this guy, in the middle, it was like 20 minutes into just waiting for the food to fucking arrive. And we're sitting there, and I'm tracking the fucking thing on my screen. I'm like, dude, where's the fucking food? Like, what's happening? So I'm looking, and all of a sudden it says, boop, order canceled. And I'm like, wait, what? Wait, canceled? Like, how the fuck is my order canceled? So immediately after I get the notification, I get one on my phone that says, oh, please contact the store, so on and so forth. So I did exactly what the fucking instructions told me to do. And I contacted 30 Burger. Contacted 30 Burger, Sanchez.
I'm promoting him.
No, please do. Contacted 30 Burger, bro. I got on the phone with this dude, and this dude sounded like he was higher than I am right now. Lost the shit. Bro, I don't even know. Yo, that shit's fucked up. Once I heard him slip the F word, I was like, yeah, this guy is new. Like, you're new to the game new. Like, for real. Why do I, the consumer, have to go out of my fucking way to contact DoorDash about your fucking driver? Like, you hired DoorDash, so you should be the ones responsible to get in contact with the fucking driving, whatever the fuck, and fix my shit. Well, needless to say, the refund is processing for the next 10 fucking days, but it's processing. And yeah, fuck DoorDash, fuck Akbar Ali A, Mr. Triple.
Fuck that guy.
So yeah, that's where I stand as far as my goblin rant of the day.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Happy birthday.
So we also have is that no news?
Is there news?
I mean, I got news.
Oh, got I got news.
What's your news?
He's got news. I don't got news.
I got news. Okay, so my news is, if anyone hasn't seen it, Fallout got a season 2. We're getting a season 2. So excited.
Bitches, we win.
Okay.
So, bitch, show some more enthusiasm, for fuck's sake. We win.
We won. Okay. We win.
You're not excited. You wore your fucking Pip-Boy in the premiere of the show.
You yell at me for fucking rooting for the Yankees publicly.
Whoa! That's a whole different story, though. Fallout Yankees. Where's the common denominator there?
You realize you almost just fucking killed me with a kryptonite rock that I could eat. So, we're getting a season 2. We couldn't be more happier for it. We fucking made it. We did it. We're here, all right? Now, this week we're going to start filming our episodic breakdown of it, and nobody has given us a suggestion about what shows to watch, but we're waiting for it. Okay, we're waiting for it. So I got
suggested Westworld because I haven't seen it yet.
Westworld,
you don't know what Westworld is? Cowboys, robots, Jonathan Nolan.
That sounds insane.
Dudes who want to have sex with robots.
That sounds a little beast.
That's what it is. Westworld is a show about a company that made a theme park that made sense. Now, the funny thing about it is that Jonathan Nolan said that the show was based off of the Institute from Fallout 4.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Once we get to season 3, it starts, you know,
starts bopping to the right.
The first two seasons are back. You got Aaron Paul. You got the dude, what's his name? Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright.
And what's his face? The old fuck that went who he looks like Neil Armstrong.
A lot of old people
look like Neil Armstrong. Ed Harris.
Okay.
Ed Harris. That guy. Great, fucking great. But yeah, no,
so I gotta check that out, Westworld.
I guess I have to watch it.
Yeah, after season 2, don't pay attention to the story. Just look at everything. That, you know, it's you know, it's like synths and stuff. But
I'll get past the whole human robot
side. I do have some news. Okay. iOS, and you know, Gio doesn't care about this because he doesn't use iOS.
Because he doesn't have an iPhone.
But I know you do, Dabs.
Yes, I do.
Would you like to play WWF No Mercy again on your phone?
I've downloaded an emulator.
You got it, Delta?
Got it, yep.
So Delta is now, well, if you guys are familiar with Game Boy for iOS, it is the same guy who made the same program, and he came out with Delta. I mean, dude, look at this shit. I could fucking play Ocarina of Time on my fucking phone.
That's pretty sick.
Look, keep looking.
I'm looking at it.
Look.
How much more do... Fucking what? I can do this, bro.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. That's awesome. See, whoops. It comes with my voice emulated over it to narrate you through the whole thing. Download it today, Delta.
Yeah, iOS. So Delta's pretty cool. You can get Super Nintendo games. Did you download anything on it?
The only thing No Mercy. That's all.
That's as far as you got.
That's the only game I wanted.
Fair enough. It's actually a badass fucking game.
Eventually, I'll get Super Smash.
That was insane.
Yeah. I want to ask you guys, what does 420 mean to you?
This. It means literally like this, yo, getting together with homies and getting as stoned as fucking possible and just reminiscing on every other stoner moment you had.
You guys noticed the running joke though?
What's that?
We're still not together.
I know. No, you know what? It's Volta. I'm gonna constantly blame it on
Vault Tech. If Vault Tech shuts us down, we know. Whoa!
It's violence. It's violence.
Yeah. So you know YouTube's gonna be like, "Yo, what are the labor laws going on over there?"
Idea.
Yeah, we got the full crowd here. Thank you guys for coming. We appreciate you. I mean, we don't have a topic of discussion, and I can't. Colin Parker checking in from work. What up, Colin?
Why'd you cap? Were you stuck on caps lock, or was that on purpose?
It's those fat wrestler thumbs.
Motherfucker started lifting, and all of a sudden his thumbs are as big as his.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So Dabs, what are you smoking today?
What you got?
So I got two different strains today. Tiva that I'm smoking is called Sour Tangy.
Mm-hmm.
It is by Classic.
Ooh.
So it's really good. I enjoy it. It's a nice focusing high. So like I can actually sit here. Like I've been playing Fallout 4 since I got it.
So
I have Fallout 4 paused right now.
So is that dispo weed or is that from the working man?
It is dispo.
Working man's weed, dispo weed, man.
Dispo. What's the dispensary? Shout them out.
I cannot shout them out.
Elves.
Well, you don't.
I think someone died.
Oh, you can't? Okay, that.
No one's dead.
Yeah, man. Man, it's gonna be so fun today. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, it started off really well. You know, we got here, started barbecuing, tucked up some burgers, some dogs, ate, running this guy. A little bit later, we're gonna be playing some fucking games.
We got shit. We also got From the Dungeon in here. Shit. We got D in here.
What up, dude?
Where's my horn?
Where's your what? Oh, that guy. I was hoping you finished that.
No.
Okay.
No. So D is From the Dungeon is here. What's going on, man? Nice to see you, my brother. Happy holidays. We're just fucking chill. We didn't even plan for anything. We're just fucking bullshitting, talking. I'm also drinking some Wild Bills, not affiliated, but I'd like to be.
With Wild Bills?
Yeah. What is that? It's the soda that we got from the 420 Expo.
That's cute. It's cute. What the
fuck? It is cute. You want a sip?
Yeah.
Do you want to sip, Dabs?
See, I mean, I prefer my Propel, which is also from Gatorade.
And hang on. Grape. What is in that cup?
Brings up the hood in me.
I know I'm going to win this. It's orange cream soda.
That sounds black delicious. Cream. I still prefer my tangy, watered-down Propel juice, grape juice. It has many ingredients that are non-natural whatsoever.
You know, I have a really good Gatorade story.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
So one time, when me and my wife were living as vagabonds in New York City, right, we got into an argument with this dude, right? Okay. Now, this dude used to carry a laptop in his backpack all the time. So one day he pissed me off one last fucking time, and I opened up that book bag of his while he was walking, and I poured the Gatorade inside his shit.
Why?
Because he was being a fucking asshole.
So you poured Gatorade in his shit?
Yeah. He's lucky I didn't stick it up his ass.
He just peed on it and drank the Gatorade. That's a waste of Gatorade. It's disgusting.
Let's see.
Actually kind of upset with you.
From the dungeon, did you guys watch the Transformers 1 trailer? Yes, we did. Dabs, did you see it? Happy 420, Marty.
I have no interest.
Yeah, no, but did you see it?
No, I don't care.
What did you think of it?
Personally, I mean, it's, what is it, Paramount Pictures, right?
Yeah.
And it's their first CGI Transformers movie.
Yeah.
I mean, for that, I guess that's a cool thing. I'm a nostalgic guy. The first Transformers movie is forever going to be Transformers, the movie where I cried like a bitch. I'm sorry. I cried like a...
With our boy Shia? LaBeouf?
No.
But you, which one?
The actual, you fucking piece of shit. Motherfucker.
Dude. I liked it. I thought it was a little interesting because I thought it was going to be a live action movie. I swear to God. And then, like, the other day, I was editing an episode of a podcast, and Liam Hemsworth, and I can't remember the other guy's name.
From what?
I think he was in the other Transformers movie. I don't remember his
name. Oh, fucking okay.
Oh, now he's got an IMDb.
Well, whatever the case may be, that's not the movie I was fucking talking about. Fuck a Shia LaBeouf, okay? I'm talking about the old fucking Transformers anime movie. Like, when Optimus fucking died at the table, that ruined my childhood. Ruined. Because that was one of the most emotional fucking moments of my childhood. Because Transformers was like everything.
Brian Tyree Henry.
Who the fuck is that?
This guy.
Fuck that guy.
He was in Godzilla.
Care? He's the voice of fucking Megatron.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. What? I'm talking.
And you think that's worse than Chris Hemsworth as fucking Optimus Prime?
They could have picked anybody else. Thor?
Chris Pratt.
No, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Absolutely.
Chris Pratt.
Nope.
Chris Pratt.
Nope. I'm not with it.
No, I am.
I'm with it.
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be Frank Sinatra.
Wait a minute. Hold up. What?
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to play Frank Sinatra.
But what?
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Why not?
Let's pass Frank Sinatra. Let's pass Dabs. Look how fresh he is, Frank.
Party. I have a lot of orange cream soda.
Why are you worried about orange cream soda right now?
Because Marty's asking if I have any more.
No, I'm asking Marty why the fuck he's worried about orange cream soda.
Because he wants some. Also, guys, use code BRVG in checkout when you use Love Your Glass. You didn't bring any of it, did you?
No. Did you not see the amount of shit that we carry here? I'm gonna bring fucking cleaning solution with me? Absolutely not. You crazy. All this shit was pre-cleaned before arriving. This last night.
Okay, that's okay.
See?
That's okay. That's okay. So what you so what else we got going on for the week?
Well, hold on. What are you doing? Oh, that's cool. So you could just
Oh, you've never seen the interface?
No, I've never seen the fucking interface. This is the first time I'm behind the production team. Just so you guys are aware. So I'm seeing a lot of shit I don't normally see. It's incredible.
No, yeah, this is everything here. We could do this.
Nope, the one next. Nope, on the other side. Nope, 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 nope. That one right there. That's the best one there. See that one?
Yeah, and then and then here's our boy, Mr. Fun Guy, too. I know you guys remember him. He hasn't been around in a while because we decided to upgrade and be men and use Riverside. But we're using Melon today because Streamlabs is cool, I guess.
We had a couple of issues on Riverside. I mean, as far as like, you know, with the green screen issues and things like that, we wanted to really present you guys with like a full OBS. Like you kind of got a taste of it. And I think it was one of our reaction videos or something.
Yeah.
Like that. So there was an OBS. We're going to try to redo that, but better.
There is always a fucking problem. Okay. It's always like if I use Riverside and try to customize the video, it's like, no, we're going to make you look, we're going to make one of your guys look like shit.
Of course.
We're going to make one of your guys look like shit. If we use fucking Streamlabs, then I look like a fucking asshole because then I don't look like how to do audio engineering, even though I never went to school for it. So I have an excuse.
And that was his rant for the week. Just so you guys are aware. Do you feel better?
Hey, Sanchez.
Huh? Hey, Dabs.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
That wasn't even a rant. You want me to rant?
No, I don't. That's why I asked. Do you feel better?
Scoot over a seat. Yeah, you could go right ahead.
I have nothing to rant about. I'm happy.
Well, I mean, I'm too high to be happy. Randy. I ranted already about what I needed to rant out. FYI, once again, fuck DoorDash. Just in case you didn't hear me a couple minutes ago, I can't fucking stand it. And they will never again get my fucking money. But on to other things. We have been crawling back to Fallout 76. A lot of people have actually been crawling back to Fallout 76 and Fallout in general, thanks to, you know, to the uprising of the show. But we got a bunch of shit that was just recently revealed for 76.
Oh, yeah. We had a huge ass fucking
data mine.
We had a huge ass fucking data mine, boys. We're going to get fucking floors and walls and clothes and weapon stuff. And that's it.
What do you mean? There was so much more. Bullshitter. Nah, there's so many new fucking.
No, enemies. So that you get a refrigerator. So for you motherfuckers that like your perfectly preserved pie, you could put it in a display refrigerator now.
You know,
There's a.
I try every fucking time. Yes, I've yet to get a fucking preserved pie. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
Alex.
This is gonna make GMP really jealous. Gotten one in New Vegas. One time.
Vegas?
New Vegas.
I've gotten.
I've still yet to fucking get one.
I've gotten.
I'm so pissed off.
I've gotten about four. I got my first one just a couple months ago. Literally, just. And my first one I ever got was in 76 over at the purveyor's spot.
Okay.
We should just make a Fallout 76 podcast. Fuck this show.
What would we do with the weed?
There's no Bethesda cannabis content creators.
I mean, no. But we still need Bethesda to fucking wake up and like pay attention.
Yeah, we the program. We got our boy right here, too.
We constantly have Vault-Tec intervening with our shit.
Not today, though.
No, today we're actually fucking... It's a good flow. And I think it's because, you know, we're stoned.
I actually can't believe that we haven't been kicked off, which is a blessing, a super blessing. And what's going to be really cool today, we're doing board games. Can you pass me some of those real quick?
Yeah,
let's look at these because I got to read some of these rules.
Oh, there's a lot of rules to these. So you got Squid Game, the game.
Forty-five minutes.
Yeah.
What makes you think I have fucking time?
Well, I mean, it takes us 45 minutes to do one of these fucking shows.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, it's pretty intricate. It's a lot that goes into it.
Dog, there's like marbles and shit with this, like fake ass marbles.
There's a lot of weird shit. FYI, just
that's gonna be fun. Alex Toshio, happy 420 to you. Don't say happy 420 to him. Yeah, you're right. He does it. Fuck you, Alex.
But we also got your passes down. It's one set.
Kidding, buddy. I love you, Alex.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I fucking hate you, Alex.
So we got two sets. Star Wars villains. If this is an entire set, oh, your TV fell asleep.
Oh, did it? It just moved everything.
It decided to go night-night.
All right, that's fine. We could still see.
So, yeah. Oh. Star Wars. Fucking.
There we are.
And then, of course, we've been on the topic the entire fucking time. So why not bring it up?
Game.
Official Fallout V-game. This shit looks fucking intricate as shit. Like, there's a lot that it looks like goes into this. It kind of reminds me of the villains thing where every character comes with its own objectives. You know what I mean? So, like, each one has to complete certain objectives. All the other players pretty much have to put obstacles in your way to kind of halt you from finishing your objective so you could finish yours instead.
This packaging is nice.
Oh, yeah, the box? The thing feels like fucking
I don't even want to touch it.
It's rabbit balls.
I don't know how many fucking rabbits died to get this thing made, but this is fucking nice.
No.
This is not some ordinary print.
I'm glad they're gone for the box, because the box is amazing.
No, we got the CIT up in here. Fuck no.
You're the son of a bitch. Yep, caps.
It's caps.
Caps, guys. Caps.
It's caps.
Fucking caps.
Frenchie's like, I want to see. We got Pip-Boy shit up in here. Dude, this is...
Characters right here.
This is intricate.
It's pretty sick. I'm really fucking sick. This thing is awesome. Yeah. There's fat dots.
And this is where I say I'm jealous because I can't believe it.
There's like character boards. Like, look at these things. These things are fucking awesome.
You see, this is what Bethesda's missing out on. Why the fuck aren't they making Blast Radius or Catch the Commie? Like, what? Like, why are we not getting the real Bethesda board games up in here? I want to play Catch the Commie. Don't you, Debs?
I don't want to play Catch the Commie. I think that one would be a little intimidating. I wouldn't mind playing Blast Radius, though. I think Blast Radius would be pretty fun.
Blast Radius is fun. I feel like Catch the Commie would be like Among Us.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Who's the... And you know what's real fucked up, too? I have all the communist shit on my shelf over there, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can we just not?
Fallout.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of shit. This thing comes with a lot of fucking pieces. This is actually one of the first board games, no bullshit, that you could play solo. Like, literally by yourself.
Just like a fucking Bethesda game. Bear! Big Grizz Bear, my man!
Oh, shit.
Thank you for coming, brother. We love you. Happy 420, man.
But, dude, the fact that you can play one player just, like, makes it a game. I know, rabbit ball, bro. It's, like, smooth. They should feel that. That should. Rabbit balls felt like
if I move this box, you'd be rubbing my nuts.
Don't move it. You're so gentle with it. Thank you.
The damage kid. It's
fat. It's like a room.
It is warm. It is warm.
Big Grizz Bear says, I'm about to walk on the moon.
Yeah.
Dude.
Bro. We just tripped on Apollo 420 here.
I've been on the moon for about 2 hours now.
That's right. And I think, do we have anything to pause with?
I mean, you got, right?
It's not full.
It could be in a matter of seconds. But we also have something else. Would you like to take a while?
Wait a minute. I don't know if I...
What the fuck are you crying?
Guys, this is going to be the last episode produced by Dean Sanchez Media. All funeral arrangements will be sent accordingly. Bring one slice of pizza and one nugget. And
so wait a minute. What are you sparking?
Because we also we're gonna do something, and this time it's gonna be even louder than
What? Oh shit! Why'd you do that? Why?
I forgot. All right, guys, we're gonna play a game.
Oh fuck!
I know Dabs is scared and probably not interested in doing this, but guess what, Dabs, you're in. I just need to figure out how to get to my fucking notes.
Oh man,
easy. They should be in the folder.
Shit.
Like a normal human being that has an iPhone. If you're one of them iPhone users and you do not use your folders properly, I'm sorry for you, because I do not.
I don't download the app.
You don't use the automatic note app that comes with your iPhone? I do.
The hell is
no, nice? I do, but
iPhoney boo blue gooby fooby doo. What's all this fucking talk? What are you talking about? Notepad. Right to it with an N. What the fuck is so complicated? Like, I don't get it. Are you okay?
I did not like the way that.
Don't die. Oh, shit.
Winning.
Damn.
You saw it here first, boys.
So.
You motherfucker.
Happy birthday.
You're a piece of shit.
You know, I'm a human.
I don't want any more of that.
Here, I'll load you up here.
No.
No, no, not with this.
Fuck you. You're going to kill me.
Happy 420.
420. We said we killed Santa. So, you want to explain to the people what's exactly in that joint?
Yeah.
Well, this thing is called Mystery Mushroom. So it doesn't necessarily have like shrooms in it, but like it has that like taste.
Sorry, guys.
And yeah, I guess
I would smoke that. Like,
taste. All right, guys. So we are going to play Bear. There's no crying on 420.
Thank you, Bear.
All right, guys, here we go. Oh, wait.
You gotta wait.
Yeah, oh, I have to wait. So, guys, we're going to play a game called Gamer Tag or Sex Position. And then we're going to spin the wheel. Look at Dabs.
Oh, where'd he go?
Look at him. I know you guys have been waiting for this all fucking season. And ladies and gentlemen, this one is going to be even crazier than ever. In fact, yes.
Okay. A. Nobody wanted this.
Yes, we did. Yes, we
you
did.
Guys did.
My audience, fucking said, who wanted Gamer Tag and Sex Position Part 2? I mean, see, look, everybody got hands raised. We're chilling. So,
okay, here, then I'm going to rephrase it. I didn't want this.
Okay.
So, the funny thing about this, and here's an Easter egg before we start, I've done this exact same list before on another podcast, and that podcast is off the air. Okay, so
please don't get us canceled.
Rest in peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gamer Tag or Sex Position. Number one, the Cleveland Accordion.
That's a sex position.
That's a sex position.
Sex position. Yep, okay. That's right. The next, do you know what it is? Do you want to know?
I want to know.
The next one is the Flaming Snatch.
That is a gamer tag.
I mean, it sounds way too, like, blunt to be a fucking sex position. So, yeah, I'm going to say gamer tag.
Gamer tag. All right. The Frenzied Sanchez.
First of all, hold on. You made that up. One.
That's the horrible thing. No.
That's the horrible thing.
And two, that's a gamer tag.
Sex position.
You guys can say it out loud.
Sex position.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a fucking gamer tag. The next one.
Huh?
That's the one you didn't want.
The 300.
Sounds like sex position.
The 300?
The 300.
Sex position.
Sex position.
It sounds like kicking someone in the fucking chest after a blowjob, like some type shit.
It's close. It's after sex is done, violently kick your partner off the bed as a sex position.
Oh yeah.
The next one is the.
This is climax.
Ah. Right. The next one is Domio Grin.
Yeah,
Sounds like a Domio. That sounds like some fucking anime.
Wow, every single one of you are fucking wrong. That is a sex position. And
no, I want to know. That's it. Inquiring minds must know.
It's what happens when you go down on a girl when she's on her period and you get blood around your mouth. It's called the Domio Grin because you get a similar effect when you have lots of pasta topped with Domio sauce.
Okay, hang on, wait a second. The actual name for that is called getting your red wings. That is the actual name for that.
No, I like that one better. It sounds more foreign, like classy.
The next one is Breakneck Dookie.
Game tag.
That is a gamer tag. Oreo Hurricane.
That sounds
good. Sex position.
Sex position. Yeah.
Yep, you're all right. You do not want to know what that is.
No, we don't.
No.
O N Wilson. Like O N as inside Wilson.
Gamer tag.
That's very clever. That's gamer tag. That has to be gamer tag.
Gamer tag?
It's the sex position, guys.
Right.
Okay. No. Oh God!
No!
Just like it sounds, the O in Wilson is named after perennial cutesy nice guy Owen Wilson. And in this act, it's important to surprise your partner with a sudden entry. Also, for the purposes of the act, you refer to your partner as Wilson upon entering to make the pun work.
My God.
There is a note here. Only the moment of penetration is the surprise, not the act of sex itself, as that would be kind of rapey and more appropriately referred to as the fatty Arbuckle.
The fact they used that word was incredible. But okay.
Yeah. That's a bleep right there. I have to stop reading things like a script. The Spicy Gringo.
Spicy Gringo?
Yes.
Dabs.
Gamer tag. I'm gonna say gamer.
That's a spicy gringo. You don't want to know what that is.
That's a sexy.
Okay, moving on.
I have two more.
That's fucking disgusting.
Two more.
Like, wait, no. I need a no.
No.
I need a no.
No. No. No.
Please, that's a real thing. You're
ridden.
All right,
it's
no. 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 Ass with a volcano taco from Taco Bell and then eating it. The last two is contending love liquid.
Gamer time.
Contending love liquid?
Yeah.
Contending. Oh, sex position.
Gamer tag. Let me try the BS.
One last time. This is bullshit. I'm off my game.
Oh, man. The last one. Impulsive motorboat.
Impulsive motorboat?
Yeah, that's
a gamer tag.
That could be
both. I'm going to say
gamer tag. That's like a good Easter egg from Blood Fart, but no, that is a gamer tag.
Okay.
Yes. That is a gamer tag. Now, thank you so much for being a part of this game. We are now going to do something that we love to do. And everyone that is here, I'm going to need everyone to be loud when we do this, because this is...
I'm trying to clear my ears. I'm 40.
I'm ready.
Everything ready. Is excited. Being so weird. People are fighting inside. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to spin the wheel. The best part of the show. We didn't do it last week, but we're about to find out what fuckery we're about to get into this week, and we are going to spin that shit. If I could get the mouse in the right place.
Yo, touch it with your finger.
And it's spinning. It's spinning. It's rolling itself like a fucking twig, and it is at... Oh, shit.
Mortal Kombat babies.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, join us next fucking week.
It's going to be good.
For an episode of BRVG, and we are going to cover one of the greatest games of all time. Absolutely. A top 10 in everyone's list, a top 5 in most, absolutely, a top 3 in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he would play Mortal Kombat, that son of a
bitch. I fucking love Mortal Kombat.
Can we give a small history of Mortal Kombat before we go into personal experiences, though, next week?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Okay, cool.
There's a lot that goes into the fucking making, the creation, the concepts, where the initial idea fucking came from. Because, I mean, there was games like fucking, what was it, Pit Fighter?
Like Pit Fighter.
Live action fucking people.
Oopsie. In a video
game, you know what I mean? And Mortal Kombat took that and fucking revolutionized it, which is incredible. So I'm really excited to get into that.
I am too. And guys, from one set of potheads to another, smoke responsibly. Pass to the left. Adjust yourself to the 10 rules. Remember what the 10 rules are. We've covered this before. They're very vital, especially on a day like this when you're with your friends. Don't beat your spouse. Don't beat your pets. Don't.
Be a good person. Be a good person.
Be a good fucking person.
If you're going to beat anything, beat your meat.
There you go. There you go. We love you guys. Thank you for hanging out. And yeah, this is the same episode that's coming out Tuesday. So we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.